Good morning, Chaim Aruchim to Jerry. I also wanted to point out yesterday afternoon, and I didn't get the chance, that there was some very sad news out of Gush Etzion yesterday, that Rav Binyamin Tabori passed away. He was a supreme pedagogue, a deeply human person who gave a lot of time to people, was immensely kind. I'm personally grateful for all the time he gave me. He spread a lot of Torah, and I encourage you all to have a look online today to see if you can find a shir of his, something that he taught. So we move on halachically today to the first explicit practice that we're given by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which Jerry's been helping us out with the last few days, which is that we blow shofar every day this month after Shacharis. It is intended, in the words of the Kitzur, to wake us up, to rouse us to action, even to terrify us, lahachrid, to petrify us into action. And here's a question. What happens if we forgot to blow shofar in the morning after Shacharis? When should we blow it? Should we call everybody back? Should we send out an email with the sound? When are we meant to do it? Excellent. So Rav Moshe says you do it after Mincha. Which brings me to the question, which is, if the purpose of the shofar is to wake us up, to rouse us to action, when would you imagine the best time in the day to do this is? First thing in the morning. Why do we wake after Shacharis? I don't know about you. I could do with a wake up before Shacharis. We should get here, say brachas and blow shofar, and then start davening. Why do we wait till after? Which is almost concretized the question that if we forget, we wait till after Mincha. Again, why are we waiting till we finish davening? Why don't we do it before Mincha? Why are we waiting? And maybe, perhaps what it's suggesting is in our best condition, we are awake during davening. In our best condition, we know that we're facing the rule of the cosmos and we are a little roused to action, to thought, to reflection. But once davening finishes, once we finish our meeting with our boss, there may be a temptation to slump back into a stupor, to coast through the day and go back into neutral, which is a metaphor that works in England where you have geared cars. Here, it doesn't work so well. But the idea is we shouldn't just carve out moments of our day to God. We have to sculpt our lives as servants of his will. And that shofar stops us from slumping back, from davening into neutral, and to keep us going.